It is 8 o'clock. Welcome to Jada Like Podcast with DJ Jayla. Tonight is an interesting topic that we've been pondering about for the last 2 weeks, and it's kind of funny because it was kind of funny that this topic came up because a lot of people asked about this topic recently, and it's actually two different topics that a lot of people came up with. And it was funny because I was actually reading, and it's funny because it made me laugh. It made me laugh so much. Between my TikTok account, my Instagram account, two people came up with this. Well, not two, probably about TikTok had alone over, I don't know how many comments TikTok had alone when I posted the question, what topic did they want to hear tonight? And it was like, because we already had two topics that was due like 2 weeks ago that I never posted for a reason, but we have two additional topics that we're going to touch on tonight. Anyway, that's neither here or there. Anyway, my name is DJ Jayla, aka Jada. Everybody know me. I am the host of Jada Life Podcast here in Tucson, Arizona. It is now officially 8:01 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, April 27th, 2024. So, I want to dive into something that was a little bit personal because it pisses me off, and it did it kind of pissed me off, but it kind of made me laugh at the same time of how it transpired. A lot of people know the backstory of my divorce with my first ex-wife, Ray. A lot of people know I got three kids with Ray. That is no kerfuffle there at all. Everybody know I got three kids with my first ex-wife. Everybody know I got three kids with my second ex-wife, Ashley. Everybody know I got three kids with my third ex-wife, Nymeko. The funny part is everybody is getting my other two older kids mixed up, thinking Ray is their mom, and that's actually incorrect. So I'm gonna back that down because the rumor has flew to me and to Ray and to Nymeko that, TJ and Serenity is Ray's biological kids, and that is actually so far from the truth. And I laugh at it. I really do laugh at it at this point because the truth about that situation is no. TJ mom is Cassie. Serenity's mom is Cassie, actually. They have the same mom. So for a lot of people who don't know who that is, this particular young lady, she's a ex of mine slash friend of mine, ex whatever you want to call her. We don't speak no more. We haven't spoken, holy sh, about 10 plus years now. We have not talking in 10 plus years now. And it's a reason me and that troublemaker has not talked. But yeah, she was my best friend at one point, turned into my girlfriend, turned into my baby mama, which is fun. She was always, I will say this much. Cassie will always have a place in my heart no matter what. I got two kids out to deal with her. Everybody think Ray is their mother. I don't know why that is. It's like weird. Very weird. But no. Anyway, a lot of people know Serenity died, which was November 17th of 21. A lot of people have questioned the ponderation behind why I never went to details about my daughter's death for real. And I didn't really go into like details about it, just as a, to me, it's like a mechanism almost that I didn't want to put it out there. It wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't nothing bad, I would say. It was more or less of something that no parent should feel about it. It was nothing that no parent should go through, but it was also like, you can't prevent it, and then you can't deal with it. It's like, what do you do at that moment in your life? And it was weird because a lot of people recently reiterate that question to me. What happened to your daughter? Is TJ gonna go down that same route? And I'm like, one, no. TJ has been tested. TJ's good. 100%. My 10, almost 11-year-old is 100% good. He is a little nutcracker, but he's a little feisty person. He's autistic. He's crazy, but yeah, have what Serenity has. Serenity has Sanfilippo syndrome, which is childhood dementia, which most people can look that up and they will get the whole picture themselves. So I'm not going to really go into that nature. So for people who's wondering what happened to my daughter, Serenity had childhood dementia. Serenity passed away from that. That's why I never brought it to light, just to keep it kind of at a minimum. Because a lot of people has recently heard about Sanfilippo syndrome and they're like, is that even a real thing? Or are you making that up? I'm like, no, if you go look it up, it's a real thing. Like, go on Google. You can look it right up and it pulls right up. Like, yeah, that's a real thing. And I, you know, a lot of people are like, well, what's the chance of your other kids having it? And I'm like, 50%. I'm like, but they have all been tested and they're all good. I'm like, so yes. I, you know, it was just one out of 10, well, one out of 11 total that had it. So, you know, I don't really trip over that era. Do I miss my child? Yes. Do I argue about it? No. But a lot of people have asked the notorious question that I love, that I have never answered, and I'm going to answer it tonight because if I hear it one more time on my Instagram, I'm going to laugh. You know, y'all have asked, again, I'm going to say this, thank you to everybody that has wished, that has said happy 1 year anniversary of my sobriety. It has been a journey, a fun one, a sad one, a mixed emotion one, a little bit, kind of funny, but, you know, being around so many weird cuckoo people lately, I find it funny, because, you know, I meet so many people on average throughout the day, just in general. And it's like, you know, the last like month, maybe 2 months, I don't know. I lost track. Maybe the last 2 months, people that I haven't spoken to in probably, I don't know, 5 years now, 6 years. I don't really know. To be truthful with you, I don't know anymore. Like, they have literally been reappearing out the blue. When I tell you reappearing, inboxing me, DMing me, randomly stopping me on the street now. Do you remember who I am? Do I suppose to remember who the hell you are? Like, it comes a point to where I have to take a step back and I'm like, when they tell me who they are and then they be like, you have been my role model, I have done this, you have helped me do this, and I'm sitting there and when they finally tell me their name, it doesn't click automatically in my brain cells. I'm like, okay. And then when they tell me again, I'm like, oh, now I know who you are. Like, it's like a pattern. I'm like, I start noticing lately. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, as long as you're happy, that's all that matters to me. Me being a role model is pretty much my go-to to everybody. I tell everybody the same story. Spread love and kindness, because if you don't, God forbid, I don't know what to say to you about that, but that's been my go-to. I don't judge nobody based off of anything they have done. I don't care if you're a criminal. I don't care if you're a murderer. I don't really give a shit. I don't. To me, you're a human being just like everybody else on the face of this damn earth. You know, you deserve a second chance at life, like I tell everybody. Yeah, what you did is fucked up. We all done fucked up shit in our lifetime. We can't undo it. You know, that's just the way the world works in mysterious ways. I come into people's lives at the weirdest moments. And it's like, primary example, I'm going to use this one person. A lot of y'all know my adopted sister, Miranda. Miranda's my best friend, you know. And it's funny how I came into Miranda's life, like literally, like really funny. Because it's like, I met Miranda's sister, Mackenzie. And Mackenzie was like was one of my buddies, like real good friends. Somehow, some way, somebody met, I don't know who it was, because I was on Facebook when it happened. This was years ago. And Miranda, somebody DM'd me about her saying, hey, you know, Miranda is, you know, extremely shy. She won't speak to nobody. She's, you know, very, you know, kind of office, you know, being that kind of, I don't want to say self-absorbed person, but she was the type of person that she wouldn't come out of her shell. Like, she wouldn't talk to nobody. She wouldn't anything, like, literally. And remind you, Miranda has, she has put me through a lot. That's my adopted sister. I love that girl to death. I would do anything. I would die for that girl. She's my little sister. I would die for her. I tell her this all the time. And I say this, a lot of people don't know the backstory between me and Miranda. That's pretty much the backstory, how I started with Miranda. Miranda was in high school when I met Miranda. And, at the time, I'm the type of person that if you come to me and say, "Hey, my little sister needs somebody to talk to the vent," I don't judge people. I don't. I listen. I have an open mind about anybody. I have an open mind. So I will listen to, I don't care. I will sit there and listen. I won't even say nothing. I'll let you vent 24 hours a day if you have to. And I won't even say anything. My philosophy is, what you say between me and you is between me and you. As long as you don't come to me and tell me that you're gonna, in a radical way, say that you're gonna off yourself, then I don't have to legally report it to the cops. Or you're gonna, yeah, pretty much, overdose, something of that nature that makes me legally have to report it. Whatever between me and you stays between me and you. That's just how I operate. I have always operated like that. I guess as a person that has a license, that has a license as a suicide prevention coach, I have, for some reason, I have always made that known to my call, like anybody that I have took calls with. I've always made that first known. Hey, whatever you say, yes, it's on a recorded line, but I have always made it known that whatever you tell me, just because it's recorded, does not mean my boss actually listened to it. My boss is very rarely listening. Like, even to this day, I still take, like, periodically, I still take calls. So it's like, my bosses, they don't listen to them calls hardly. They don't. I will be honest with about that. When you call some of these suicide prevention lines, they don't listen to them calls, to be honest with you. They don't. My boss never listened to my calls and none of the other calls that I dealt with, and I have dealt with so many calls. And it's like funny because I was telling somebody this the other day, and then we're gonna jump to topic. It was like, it's weird because I was telling my best friend Elijah this through text the other day. He asked me this question actually. He asked me, what was one of my most scariest moments as a suicide prevention coach? And I literally told him this, and this has stuck with me for years, like almost 9 years now, and it would never go away. I think about this to this very day because it never goes the fuck away. I had this, I think she was 13, maybe 14 at the time. I'm not sure. One or two, I remember that much. She called, and the first time she called, she got another coach. And I don't know what happened between her and that coach. I guess the coach hung up on her, whatever. The second time she called back, she had me. This particular young lady, and I would never forget her voice. I would never forget it. Worth a day in my life. She had ran away from her house, literally. And I actually had permission to share this many of times because it's heartbreaking, it's gut-wrenching. This particular night, she was literally standing on a highway over, I'm not even joking. She was calling me, standing on a highway overpass, literally telling me that she was ready to jump. And I'm just, when you hear a teenager say, "I'm jumping," like, what is your reaction to that? Like, my first reaction, like, as soon as I heard it, I processed, like, immediately, I was like, there's no point in, like, I finally said, I was like, I've been in that situation. I actually used my own self-awareness at that point. I was like, I'm gonna use this as a teaching moment a little bit, and I was like, it probably gonna go left before it goes right. I'm like, I know how these things go real quick. So in my mind, I'm like, it's gonna go left before it goes good. Bad versus good. I'm like, I'm gonna take the bad. I don't, if she jumps, she jumps. I'm not there to grab her and stop her. Like, I can only do so much on my end until police arrive and fire arrive. Like, literally, I can only do so much. And if she decides to jump before they arrive, what do you want me to do at that point? Like, it's only so much I can say to a person before they do what they're gonna do. But as the person I am, I have a duty and a job to prevent it if I can. If I can't, I say I can't. Like, I will be upfront with you right away. But no, this girl, I told her straight up, I was like, I've been in that situation. I'm like, I have many of times thought about jumping off of a highway. I'm like, I told her true. I was like, I have thought about it many of times over my lifetime. I was like, I'm like, it's not really worth it. I'm like, because at the end of the day, think about this. I'm like, you're 40, 50, maybe 60 feet in the air. I'm like, think about this much. I'm like, you jump off of a, I say you jump. Hypothetically saying a semi truck is coming. What you're going to hit first is more than likely the windshield before you hit anything else. Or if nothing is coming, or if a car is coming, you're going to hit the top, you're going to hit the roof of a car and either roll off or something else is going to go wrong. I'm like, so either or, the impact is going to be 10 times worse than what you are contemplating in your head. You're thinking of, I'm gonna jump, I'm gonna die instantly, I'm gonna be out of pain. That's not reality. And I'm gonna be truthful about that. That's not reality of how that situation plays out. Like, yes, you can jump. Yes, you might, I'm be truthful. 60 feet in the air, you jump. More than likely, you're gonna die instantly. More than likely. But more than likely, it's a small possibility you're not at the same time. So, I mean, you take that risk factor. It's a 50-50 shot. So if you jump and hypothetically you don't die, what are you doing? You're in pain. At that point, you don't know what's broken. You don't know if you broke your legs, your arms, internal bleeding. You don't know what you have done. Now, and I said this, and I probably shouldn't have said it the way I said it to this girl, but I said it being, at the time, I'm 22 at the time. I said it probably being a parent more than less of a coach. Because, if one of my kids came to me and said, and called me up saying, I'm gonna jump off a bridge, as a parent, I'm more likely gonna be more sympathetic. Then I am gonna be, strict about it. I'm more gonna be like, okay, let's try to figure this out another way. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, let's try to railroad this back. I'm like, you ran away from home because of a situation that, and when she, the way she said it, it was more or less of, and I don't use, the reason I don't use the terminology too much is because I don't like it. So this particular young, this, and I still, like I said, full disclosure here, I do have it in writing now. I'm allowed to tell this story for a reason, to bring awareness, because it's still April. So I don't know if a lot of people know this. It's April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So I kind of want to bring this to attention a little bit. This particular young lady was SA'd by a family member. That's the reason she ran away, the reason she wanted to commit suicide. When she got to, when she, literally she told me this within a 5 minute time span. I literally thought I heard something else that came out of her mouth before she said that. I literally did, honestly. That was my train of thought. But when she retracted and she said it again, I was like, oh, okay. And at the same time, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, at the time I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, she's not thinking straight. I'm like, she's thinking, I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like, this is a kid who just literally got SA'd by somebody. I'm like, she's not thinking. I'm like, so I found I immediately went to just that parent mode. I was like, look, I'm like, it's okay. I'm like, what you, I'm like, you're not gonna get in trouble for running away for something that you are a victim of a crime. I'm like, now, I'm like, if you jump, off a bridge. I'm like, the other problem you're gonna run into is, I'm like, you're gonna be placed on a 72-hour psych hold. I'm like, on top of whatever injuries you have to deal with. I'm like, you know, I'm like, in itself, what you just went through is not fun. I'm like, it's not. I'm like, but committing suicide is not gonna be even funner. I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like, and I got, you know, and my boss heard this, and I know my boss did because she looked at me kind of stupid when I said it. But I opened up by my own experience being essayed many of times, and I share it throughout a lot of my, you know, talks with people, you know, and I tell people the same story. I'm like, you know, I've been down that road of being essayed by family members, by kids at school. I've been down that direction. You know, and I understand it. I don't appreciate it. I think it's horrible for somebody to take. I'm gonna be honest with you. I find it horrific for somebody to take advantage of an underage person or even an adult for that matter. I really do. Like, you know, being in that situation so over 10 times, for me personally, being in that situation 10 plus times, I understand this little girl's heart. I understand where she's coming from. She's at that point to where she felt like she went and told an adult, the adult didn't give a shit. And her resort was, why do I need to be alive at this point? Ideally, in her mind, she was like, if I die now, nobody would miss me. Which, in a way, I felt the same way she did at one point. So I kind of got where she was coming from. And for me, it was more or less okay, how can we prevent her from jumping? You know, because at the time, my boss is on the phone with PD, trying to get PD to her location. Fire, too. Like, we're all trying to, I'm sitting there, like, talking to this girl, just randomly talking. At this point, it's just a random conversation. You know, I'm asking favorite colors, favorite flower, you know, trying to find anything that I know as a parent that can trigger a kid brain to go left. Because if you make one mistake, they go right, you know. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, you know, if we can back her off of the ledge and just have her, in my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, you know, I'm playing this out in my mind. Back her off the ledge. Have her sit somewhere that is safe, somewhere between there and that. I just enough, you know. And it was like, what do we do, you know? And I did that, you know, because that was part of what I do, you know. That call lasted almost an hour because it was weird. Because when PD finally showed up, They was terrified of this. Like, I don't know why they was terrified of this little 4'11" girl, but they was terrified of her. Like, she was cooperative with me on the phone, like, no issue. When they showed up, it was like, they was literally terrified of this child. And I'm like, she's literally still on the phone with me. And she's sitting, like, she's telling me what she's doing as she's doing it. And I'm just listening. And you could hear this child's voice. When I tell you could hear this child's voice, it was not pleasant. You could hear her literally, like, her voice was so, that's a voice I would never forget in my life. Just hearing her cry, thinking that she's gonna get in trouble for running away. And in my mind, I'm like, no. And if they try it, they're gonna get in trouble because she's not a runaway. She ran away for something that happened. Like, most kids hide like that from parents. I mean, personally, I know that my damn self. You know, and that's the scary part. That, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Shit like that can go left in a matter of minutes, especially when it comes down to kids. And that's why, I have an open concept of, a lot of people tell me you can't be friends with your kids. And I tell people all the time, until you're in my shoes and you experience the shit that I experienced in my lifetime, don't tell me how to raise my kids. My kids know we have, me and my kids, we have an open communication policy. Like, that's what it is. Regardless of the fact of me not liking their mothers, we have an open communication policy. I have never judged none of my kids. I tell my kids automatically. I'm like, hell, you can come to me and tell me you're a damn dog for all I give a fuck. You want to be, if you come to me the next damn day and say, Mom, I want, my pronouns are a dog, my pronouns are a dog. Okay, I don't give a shit. I respect whatever the hell you want your pronouns to be. If you want me to call you dog, you're, all right, whatever. That's just the type of parent I am. I let my kids do what they please with their lives. It ain't, and that's, a lot of people think I'm that type of parent that, oh, well, you should only believe in this and this and I'm sorry. I can't believe in that bullshit. Personally, I can't. Personally, I can't. I can't. My kids can be whatever they want to be. They can be whatever. Whether it's a rainbow, whether it's non-binary, asexual, I don't really care. My kids are loved 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They get whatever they want. So, I mean, what does it matter if a parent, the way, and I have said this to parents before, and parents look at me like I'm stupid at times. Literally, they look at me like I'm stupid. They be like, well, there's only two genders, male and female. And I look at them like, you do realize, you do understand there's actually a third gender, you dumbass. And they look at me like, no, there's not. I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, there actually is. I'm like, a lot of people don't use it no more. I'm like, but there is. And they be like, no, there. And I'm like, so then I have to go to Google and type it in and then show them. And they be like, oh, it is. I'm like, yeah, are you stupid? Are you dumb? Are you illiterate somewhere? I'm like, and it's like the last couple of years, there's been this big ongoing battle between, look, it's starting to get worse, and it's like I keep my mouth shut because I don't say nothing, but it starts to get worse over time because now people are bitching about trans people are taking actual men away from women, and I'm sitting there doing this. I literally look at people and I'm like, if a man is dating a trans woman, that's that. What the f do you want? Put two and two together. Put please tell me how the hell are anybody taking anybody away from each other? Like y'all get like some women get so hostile about that shit. Make up your mind. 1 minute you're saying, oh well, if he's fucking a trans woman, he's gay. Oh my God. I've heard that so many times over the last couple of years. What the f? Like, okay, let me reiterate something to you of how situations with trans people works. Okay, let me reiterate this to you. If a trans person is male to female, I'm not even going down that road. Female to male. Let's just start with that way. That's a little bit easier to go down. Female to male. Simple, real easy. Basically, a female going into being a male. Okay. If she, excuse my language, if he decides to date, let's say, a woman or a man, y'all get pissed about that too. Don't know why, don't care. But if you reverse that and a male to female does that shit and they're dating a guy, y'all automatically say, well, these trans women are taking all the men away from us real women. No, Lord. How? How is that possible? Explain it, please. Please. I mean, I'm sorry, but, and I'm not taking jabs at nobody. I'm not taking jabs at nobody. But there's a certain person on Instagram, not naming her name, but I have watched her so many times lately. She has attacked a lot of trans people. I don't say nothing because I don't feel like getting arguments with people on the internet. That's just not who I am. Don't care. One thing I don't appreciate is when you attack trans people for no reason, saying that we're taking men away from you, biological women. No, the fuck we're not. If a man wants to be with a trans woman, that's his own personal prerogative. How the fuck did that become a us problem? A man does what the fuck he wants to do. If a man is into a trans person, that has nothing to do with, sorry, that has nothing to do with that person. That don't mean the, I'm sorry. There are so many, oh God. There are so many trans women in this world that, I'm trying to say this in the politest way possible. There are so many trans women in this world that have vaginas. I'm not even joking with you. Like, I'm not playing. They have had what they call sex reassignment surgery. Look it up, it's a real thing. Don't believe me, look it up. There's even animation on YouTube for it of how the procedure is done. And I find it comical that women bitch at trans women about, oh well, you had a, and now you have, like, oh, you're mad because that per, you're mad because that person did what they wanted to do with their life and you're jealous? Oh, just say you're jealous, honey. You're mad because you can't tell the difference between a what, so. Okay, I'm gonna leave this conversation alone. Because it kind of pissed me off. It's gonna piss me off more. Because what makes me mad, because, like, I have a lot of trans friends. I really do. And I love all of them. I have dated both trans men and trans women. I have. And I'd be totally open about that. My ex-boyfriend is a trans man. My best friend is a trans man. Everybody know my best friend Elijah. He's a trans man. Elijah has always been my best friend. You know, I associate myself with mostly trans people for a reason. The reason behind my madness, I do it for a reason. But, you know, I tell people straight up, I'm like, when you actually get to know a trans person for their sale, like for them, they're the most coolest people that you actually want to deal with on a day-to-day basis because they actually genuinely care. They're not just, you know, yeah, there are some bad seeds in the damn pod. I'm not saying there ain't. There are. I will honestly say that. But come be realistic here. Be realistic for 1 second. And a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people look at me and they be like, because a lot, and I don't say anything anymore because I'll be like, I just take it with a grain of salt now. I take it with a grain of salt. I don't say nothing. Like, I don't say anything anymore. I just take it with a grain of salt at this point. I'm like, I look and I don't say anything. I'm like, okay. You know, people will literally be like, oh, well, and I say this to say this. And I only say this now because I'm gonna say it anyway. You know, I find it comical in a way and I find it disrespectful too. But I find it more comical than anything. People were like, oh, well, your name is so freaking cute. Yeah. And then it was so funny. You know, anytime somebody pronounced my name, they can't pronounce it. They literally be like, Jada. I'm like, it's Jada. It's not, I don't know where y'all are pronouncing, I don't know how y'all pronounce my name wrong, but, and I'd be like, my cousin, so I have another cousin. Her name is Jada. We have two, our name is spelled two different ways. Her name is spelled J-A-D-A-U, I think it is. My name is spelled J-A-Y-I-D-A. Two separate ways to spell Jada. How do y'all get that mixed up? Please explain that to me. How? You know, and a lot of people be like, well, your last name is so freaking cool. And I'm like, uh-huh. And I even had one person, and this made me laugh. One person was like, how did you even get your last name? So, I'm going to explain that totally to you. Because a lot of people don't know this, truthfully. And I never really went into detail about that. So, a lot of people don't know this. And I never told this story, which I'm gonna have to do another episode because I know we got three more episodes of this damn podcast to do, and I gotta get them done tonight because they gotta get uploaded tonight. But that's for another story. But yeah, it's just really funny to know that you know a lot of things. You know, a lot of people don't know a lot of things about me, and I tend to not say a lot of things because people get the wrong concept. And I find it funny sometimes. I mean, people can get the wrong concept, and it's cool with me because I take it with a grain of salt. Because it's like, I told a doctor of mine like last week, or this previous week, sorry, it was this previous week. A doctor of mine came to me and was like, it was actually, my appointment had ended. She came to me, we was talking about it. And she was like, Jade, I got a question for you. I'm like, what's up? She was like, why do trans people get so offensive if we accidentally use the wrong pronouns or accidentally say the wrong name? And I literally said it like this, and I said it as politely as I could. And I'm very nonchalant about shit. I'm very nonchalant. Like, I have no filter on my mouth. That's me. I've never had a filter on my mouth. One, because they feel like you're violating them, pretty much. Two, I can't answer for everybody. I said, for me, I don't give a shit. You can call me Tom, Dick, and Harry for all I give a fuck. I know who the hell you're talking to. I'm right in front of you. You know, it's like my doctor, they look at me, they're like, yeah, they was like, with you, when we make a mistake calling you the wrong pronoun, you don't get mad at it. I'm like, no, I don't care. I'm like, because I know it's an accident. When you're talking to people, pronouns get mixed up all the damn time. I mean, I call people the wrong damn pronouns half of the damn time. And I literally apologize for it, but I'm like, it's an accident. Shit happens. I'm like, I'm human. I make mistakes. You know, unless I'm really, really really good friends with you, it'll stick in my brain. But it's like, unless I'm not that good, like I'm not that close to you, I would throw it off and be like, oh yeah, whatever. And I'll just talk to you and I'll be like, oh yeah. And it's like, for me, I sometimes just use they and them because I'm like, it's easier for me just to not use he or she. Because some people don't use he and she. Some of them do use them and they, so I don't really use he and she for most people anymore. I'm like, so for me, I used to ask people that. I used to be like, that used to be the first question that came out of my mouth to anybody anymore. It used to be my first question. Hey, what's your name? What's your pronouns? I used to always ask that question because I used to always be like, before I even go into the conversation, let me ask now because I don't need a headache. You know, same thing when I met Elijah. Elijah was that type of person. To where Elijah didn't tell me. And I had to like pry it out of fucking Elijah's ass. And I was like, it's him and they. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, I'm not using him. You just gonna call they. Because I am not going down that road. And even though we have a good friendship, I don't ever call Elijah either one. I just like, Elijah. He'd be like, what? And I'm like, all right. Because that's just who I am. Because I'm like, if I know you on a first name basis, I'm not using no pronouns with you. I'm going to call you by your damn government name. Pinpoint.in. You can call by your damn government name or a nickname that I created for you. That's just who I am. I'm sorry. It's who I am. I've always been like that. People don't realize that I got five different nicknames. And it's so funny. And I didn't create none of them. My friends did. And I don't care what you call me. You can even call me by my government name, Jayla. What was the other? Shit, I forgot the other one. One of my friends called me Jayla. The other one called me DJ. My daughter calls me... What does Yasmin call me? Because I forgot. Yana. Why the hell do I get called Yana? I don't fucking know. Yana means... And so, a lot of people don't... I have to explain what Yana means. Because for my 7-year-old, she's... my Nana... A lot of people know this. My Nana, who passed away in February before her birthday, she taught my 7-year-old Spanish. Yes, my Nana taught my 7-year-old Spanish. So now when I hear talk to my 7-year-old, she don't realize that I don't know Spanish. So it's like, she had talked to me in Spanish. I'm like, really? Same thing with Elijah. Elijah does that shit too. And I'm like, Elijah, I don't speak fucking Spanish, you retard. Like, a lot of people don't know my backstory with high school. I flunked out of Spanish. Period, dot, end. I flunked it. Never took it again. I know one word in Spanish, and that's hola. I mean, hola, however you say it, I don't give. That's the only word I know. So when my 7-year-old tells me stuff in Spanish, I'm sitting there, I'm listening to this chick on the phone, I'm like, what? And sometimes I don't even say anything because I'm like, what is she talking about? It was like funny because, what was it, Wednesday? Thursday? I don't know. She had a softball game. Thursday, I think it was Thursday, I think it was Thursday. Yeah, she had a softball game. And my brain is going left Thursday. Really going left Thursday. Remind you. I didn't know this little girl had a softball game. Only way I found out about it was because my ex-wife texted me and was like, did you pay Yasmin softball fees yet? I'm like, the fuck are you mean Yasmin softball fees are due? I didn't know my daughter was even in softball. What the hell? I hate when my ex-wife does that stuff. Like, she put them in sports, and then she doesn't tell me until the last minute. And then I have to scramble and pay. And I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, tell me about it first, and then I pay for it. Don't just wait till the last minute, then fucking tell me. Like, she does that on purpose, because she knows if it's, that's what my ex-wife does. She knows that about me. She knows I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna pay for it because it's my child. Yes. If my daughter wants to fucking do cheerleading, I'm gonna pay for it. It's my daughter. She gets what she wants. My 7-year-old gets basically anything she wants. My other kids get whatever they want. Yes, I'm that type of parent. I can never say no. Now, on the other hand, my 10-year-old, he's that type of kid that I don't know. TJ is that type of kid. He's nonverbal. He's autistic. So TJ is the type of person that he will point to something and be like, and I'm just the type of person that I've always believed in giving my kids what they want because I didn't have it growing up. So I guess for me, it's more of a give them something to have versus not giving them enough. So yes, my kids have iPads. All of them have iPads. Why do they have iPads at such young ages? Fuck if I know. It keeps them quiet half of the time, so that's why I got my iPads. Do I love the idea of them having iPads? Yes, I do. They're my babies, but that's just who I am as a person. My kids come before anything else in the world. A lot of people don't realize that, but yeah.